Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Got a great show lined up for you straight ahead the rest of this hour with our good friend Ruth King. Ruth is a long time, coming up on 11-year, more than 10-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that, folks? CEO of Profitability Revolution, author of all the books that are important about small business, The Ugly Truth About Small Business, The Ugly Truth About Managing People, and my favorite, and the one you should have on your desk, not on your bookshelf, but on your desk, The Courage to Be Profitable. Ruth King, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim, for having me. I can't believe it's almost 11 years.
I know. Time flies when you have fun. We got you right out of junior high, didn't we?
Grade school.
Don't be greedy, Ruth. Don't be greedy. Hey, Ruth, cash is no longer king. It's now the emperor.
Yeah,
it's more important than ever before. It's not the food of a small business. The food of a small business is profits. The oxygen of a small business is cash. You can operate a while without profit, but you can't operate very long at all without cash. It is the most important thing for you to watch all the time, and yet people still make stupid mistakes with cash, don't they?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, all the work that I do, I mean, I see them over and over and over again, and sometimes it's really, really simple and really, really easy to do, but we're so involved in our businesses that, you know, none of us started our businesses to do the financial side of our business. We started it to help a product, help somebody's lives, serve a need, whatever else it is,
yep,
like products and services. But, that's the reason we start. The reason we can stay in business is because we do understand cash and the financials and those types of things.
Every small business owner, if you're going to be anal about something, if you're going to be, frenetic, if you're going to be anxious, if you're going to be a nitpick, if you're going to be a worrywart about anything, do that about cash.
Absolutely.
The happiest day of my life was when I could afford to have a CPA do my taxes, and I never looked back. I don't do my own bookkeeping. I don't even manage all of my cash management, but I manage some of it, and I have my own spreadsheet, and I keep up.
Right.
I know when my cash is going to be going up and down during the year, and I keep up with that myself. I encourage every business owner to do that.
Well, the thing is that you can delegate, as you do, and I do, the day-to-day bookkeeping, but you can never abdicate the overall responsibility for the financial side of your business.
Yeah.
That means understanding a P&L, a balance sheet, watching cash like a hawk, et cetera, those types of things.
Yep, and but learn how to build a spreadsheet. How many times have we talked about this? You got to be able to build a cash flow projection spreadsheet for 12 months at least.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that will allow you to plan.
I can tell. I know if I'm going to be short on cash this year, I know what month it'll be. Let's say it's October. In July, in June, if it still looks like that, I'll email my banker and I'll say I'm going to need money in October. He'll say, okay, call me back. I'll get it for you. What do you think he thinks about me when I tell him 3 months in advance? I know when I'm going to be low on cash.
He knows that you're a good business person and you keep track of everything.
And discipline.
You'll be able to pay it back.
And I care about the relationship.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. And you have to work hard for that. That's one of those things you come back from the other side of that, which is really ugly. I've been there too, Ruth. all right, what's another example of something people do that is dumb?
The first thing that you absolutely have to do is to balance your checkbook. Now, you know, we have the days of online banking, and if you're not doing online banking or you're with a bank, you know, one bank out of 1,000 who doesn't do online banking, find another bank. Because you can actually balance your checkbook every single day, and you can look at it every single day. And obviously balance it once a month to make sure the things... I mean, I've found bank mistakes over the years.
Oh, yeah. We do that all the time. Yeah, absolutely. We see them when they make a mistake. They're not perfect.
No. And it's not necessarily the bank's mistake, but I had one of my clients called me on the phone and said, "You're not going to believe this." I said, "Yeah, well, what's going on?" He wrote a check to a vendor for like $45, and the vendor's bookkeeper or somebody there changed it to $545.
Wow.
And so, you know, he's now looking through his bank statements every single month, and he looked at them and go, "Whoa, you know, what's going on here?" And so And what you do is you send your bank statements home, you look at it, and then you let your bookkeeper balance your checking account. But you look at it first.
You've always said that. You've always said send your business checking account home and look at it from there. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Ruth King after these messages. Twin Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.